This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, 7 after the hour, Doug Steffens. Good day program. That would mean me. I'm Doug Steffen. Jennifer Horn is here. Jay is out for a couple of days. So we are blessed with the presence of one of the most intelligent women I know. Not just
me?
Women. One of the most intelligent. Yeah, me. Who, me?
What?
Okay, so Jennifer, did you know that there is a National Chicken Council?
I think I probably did.
You know,
there's
did you?
One of these kind of councils, yeah.
There are. The Chicken Council is a trade group.
On the Chicken Council?
I don't have. Well, they actually do have chickens. We have 60 or 70 chickens on the farm. They're just now beginning to lay eggs again. Yes. They take the winter, part of the winter off. They don't like the cold weather and they stop producing. Yes, they do.
You should try California chickens.
Warmer. Yeah, they just
lay over here.
very prolific, those California chickens. So the National Chicken Council has submitted a formal request to the food and druggies asking that they drop the rule that was passed about 10, 12 years ago that keeps chicken producers from selling their excess eggs because they aren't refrigerated right away.
You don't have to if the membrane's on them, right?
Exactly. That shows you how stupid the people in the government are. Maybe the National Chicken Council can educate them. But if you don't wash, this is for everybody, okay? I'll give you this if you didn't know it. If you don't, for example, on my farm, some of the producers, well, it depends on who's selling the eggs. Mary, who's my farm manager, washes the eggs. But Hayden, who has many of the chickens that are here, it doesn't. And I prefer the ones that are not washed, even though they are unsightly, because a lot of times they have chicken poop and feathers and, you know, stuff like that on them. You wash them when you get them home. They are much better. But the fact that these people in the Department of Food and Agriculture don't know that the eggs are okay as long as you don't do what you just said.
And believe me, I'm no agriculture expert. I'm
no.
a city girl,
but,
so if I know this,
yes,
what's
right.
going on with them?
Hello, dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. Anyway, the National Chicken Council says that it believes the eggs would be safe because they would be pasteurized before they were used by food producers. So they bring them now. You don't do that. Just don't wash them. Oh, my God, the people that just don't know what's going on the farm. It's really amazing. And I do the farm food and family news every day on the program. And we have the weekend show, The American Family Farmer, which is on many of these same stations, in which we take issues that are before the American farmer, not the big ag businesses, but the family farms, and try to make life better and make things better. If you look at the amount of money that's coming from the government, this is part of the discussion for the farm bill that every 5 or 6 years comes up. We have to take care of this and that. The outrage, this goes back to your friend, Mr. Trump, but it goes back before that. It goes back to actually after World War II, when a lot of these subsidies got started. They became more prolific in the late 60s, early 70s, and into the 80s, where the government was giving subsidies to everybody. The subsidies were going to the big, huge agribusinesses that didn't need it. The small family farmers not getting anything, or very little, and the big guys are getting it all, and they don't need it. It's, again, the corruption. And going back to what Biden has been saying, I don't want to get onto this dude again, but the business about the debt ceiling and just the so... If the people in the... This shows you how badly run the country is. If the people in the Food and Drug Administration don't even know, that you don't wash an egg to protect it, then who the hell's running the ship here?
And can I get on my own little toot? Because this is
all
a story that I think that you should be talking about, particularly because we have a lot of stations in Ohio and in and in Pennsylvania. But the train derailment, have you been following this at all?
Yeah, I have. And it's there's not as much information available. They're hiding it. For whatever the reason.
I think I know why they're hiding it. So you want to follow me through on this one?
Please.
Because for those who don't know, because really, truly, the mainstream media has just been crickets on this one.
Yeah.
There was a train derailment in, Norfolk Southern, I think, is the...
Eastern Ohio. Yeah.
Is the railway.
The Norfolk is a rail company, yeah.
Yeah, and it was in Pennsylvania and East Palestine, basically, or Palestine.
How do you right on the Pennsylvania-Ohio border. Yep.
So... their train's traveling through, it derails. Now, the problem is that the train is carrying chemicals that were...
Why did it derail, first of all? That's what
exactly.
I want to know.
And Pete Buttigieg, old Mayor Pete, who has to be the worst transportation secretary ever. I mean, think about it. The ports have, you know, been mucked up, the airline problems. Now the train derailment, and he's like, well, everybody needs an electric vehicle. You know, read the room, Pete. But anyway.
All right.
So... you get the train derailment, and you find out that it's carrying chemicals that were used during World War I as weapons of war, basically, as biochemicals.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is bad stuff.
The forerunner to Agent Orange. That's basically what it was.
Here's why I think that the government hasn't said much about this. Because if you read the stories, the government chose to get rid of the chemicals. They actually burned them off, which caused a mushroom cloud to go up in the sky. So whoever the dummy was, and I'm no expert here, I'm not a farmer, you know, like, but you know what you know. When they burned off those chemicals, that's what's caused the mushroom cloud. And now chickens are dying. Schools of fish are turned up in rivers. The water there has a rainbow-colored sheen from all the chemicals. Some guy who has like he's a fox keeper, the foxes are dying. Mm-hmm. People's kids are getting sick. One woman said her kids' eyes were the color of tomatoes. And crickets. You would think this would be a huge story and that journalists would be very concerned about this. Where's Erin Brockovich? She's been tweeting about it, but shouldn't she be standing in front of it? I mean, this is a huge problem that nobody wants to talk about, probably because the government made the dumb decision to try to burn the chemicals off and created a huge problem. That's my gut feeling, is that whoever said this is how we deal with it probably got it really, really wrong. And... where is everybody? Yet they won't let me get a gas-powered vehicle. You're vilified if you're trying to build a house without green stuff inside of it, or if you want to not have an electric vehicle, yet it's fine to have a mushroom cloud over Ohio? Come on.
Well, there's an interesting there's a conundrum. Well, the connection and the conundrum together. The movie Oppenheimer is coming out in a couple of months. Do you know the story of Oppenheimer?
No.
He was the creator of the atomic bomb. He and Edward Teller, there's a nuclear bomb and there's an atomic bomb. They both kind of do the same thing, but the way the molecular structure works of the two bombs, it's a little different. And so Oppenheimer was the first one to come up with the way to destroy the planet, basically. And it's a very controversial movie. He was a controversial guy. But the story, this again, right after World War II, when we were trying to perfect, we had brought Wernher von Braun over here from Germany to do the rocket stuff. And then we had Oppenheimer, who I think also was a German. I think he was a German Jew. He obviously didn't survive in Germany. But at any rate, he came up with the formula and the ability that we had to now destroy the planet. So you got all of this stuff that is a part and parcel of what we need to be watching, and I think we don't have qualified people. Maybe it's the form of government. We have a lot of unqualified people in places that we need to have qualified people, and it doesn't make, I go back to the Food and Drug Administration, you go to any one of these groups, there are more advocates. The way politics has gone in state and local and federal government, it's the advocates who get the job, not the people who are most qualified. But you don't go out and search. You ask for people to apply for jobs. In the local circumstances here, they put out almost like a request for a proposal, RFP, to get somebody to take a job. And how do we know they're the most qualified? There are people who apply for the job, but if there's only a few people that apply and they aren't the most qualified, because let's face it, government doesn't pay, where the hell do they put all the money? It goes to the military-industrial complex. It doesn't go to people who are working, unless it's Fauci, who's getting $480,000 a year. You know, it's the average person isn't making that kind of dough. So that's why you don't get people applying for those jobs, because they're just not that good. So anyway, speaking of jobs and not that good, looks like DiFi is going to retire, huh? Not
sort
seeking
of.
Re-election.
Did you hear how sad that was?
I think it's very sad.
The whole
not
thing
that
is
she's
sad.
Leaving, but the
I'm
fact
not
that
a
she's
fan
still
of her,
there.
Well, I'm not a fan of her politics, but clearly this woman is in decline, and she's been in that office for a long time.
89
and you already have, like, three people who have jumped into the race before they even gave her the courtesy of saying she's not going to run again. She's 89. It's a six-year term. Most likely she's not going to run again. But instead of waiting, you've got Adam Schiff and Katie Porter and Barbara Lee who have already jumped into the race for the Senate seat. The other thing that I think was really sad is when she was asked about the statement that her office sent out yesterday saying she wouldn't run for re-election, she didn't know. The reporter said, you're retiring, and she goes, I haven't made any decisions on that.
And then
her office said, well, we sent out a statement, and she was confused by it. It's really sad.
It's too bad. Rescue workers saved two brothers in Turkey earlier this week who survived under the rubble for 200 hours. The death toll is now over 41,000 in the earthquake that struck early last week. Imagine they were in some kind of a food store.
Wow.
The roof collapsed, and they survived on protein power that they found. It's almost laughable, but it isn't laughable when you think about what in the world they must have gone through. Can you imagine thinking, what about the The latest COVID wave in China last couple of weeks has killed 1.5 million people. So the story is, in the first round or in the first couple of years, 4 or 5 million people in China died, and now another 1.5 million. So they by far have had the most direct deaths from COVID. And, you know, it sounds cruel to say it's appropriate, but they started it, so now they are getting the disruption in China is another big story that's not being reported. All the people that are protesting over there, they're keeping a lid on that. 18 after the hour here on Good Day.
Sure, we have 30 seconds to tell you that drivers who switch to Progressive could save big. But then what? Well, we could try to fill the remaining time with awkward pauses. It's often done for comedic effect. Is it working? I can't tell if this is funny. Maybe this is so bad it's funny. Wow, we really peaked at the save big when you switched to Progressive part. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Hello there. My name is Seychelle, and what makes the Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich original to me is the punch of flavors that's unlike any other. You get the crispy tenderness of the chicken and that hint of sourness from the pickles. Ta-da!
Hey, I'm Juan, and what makes the Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich original to me is you know you're going to get chicken that's crispy, golden, and juicy. This is the gold standard of chicken sandwiches.
Order the original Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich on the Chick-fil-A app today. Real customers paid for their testimonials.
Let's be real. Mopping is a hassle. You have to fill the bucket, pushing a wet, heavy mop around, then cleaning the mop when you're done so it doesn't grow bacteria. A hassle on top of a hassle. Try Swiffer WetJet. With Swiffer WetJet, you start with a fresh pad and cleaning solution every time. And when you're done, you just toss the pad. Swiffer WetJet. The faster, easier, cleaner way to clean your floors.
Ray Magliozzi here for eBay Motors. So you ordered a new air filter for your car. You try to install it, but it doesn't fit. So you take a little bit off the sides. Well, still doesn't fit? Well, you could try to sit on it. Or just go to eBay Motors and get it right the first time. When you see the green check, you know that part's going to fit. Air filters, brakes, headlights, over 122 million parts. Get the right parts at the right prices. eBay Motors, let's ride.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
It's now 23 after the hour of the popular Doug Steffen Good Day program. If I may say so myself, after all, Jennifer, if I don't say it, who's going to say it? The ever popular, the longest running syndicated talk radio program in the country. Why can't I beat my chest? Hey, it's Doug. Yeah, okay. Jennifer's here. She can do her own beating of her chest.
I have a hard time beating my chest. Stuff that gets in the way.
Yes, I've noticed that. Okay. So here are some comments, the social media comments, Facebook and Instagram. You go to @GoodDayRadioShow, and on Twitter it's Good Day On Air, or you can dial us up at 855-999-3684, which is 855-999-DOUG. Here's Aaron Otto, who writes, good morning. Wouldn't it be ironic if the Chinese sent one of their balloons into U.S. airspace and we shot it down without finding out what it had on board? We'd be pulling the trigger on ourselves. That's very interesting to think about it that way. What do they have? What could? Yeah, they could be doing anything. Creating another virus. I think we speculated on that yesterday, and that's where this came from.
It could be biological. It could be a test response. And
right.
The fact that we haven't heard from the president about this, I think, is really bad. Imagine what people would be saying if Trump started using the Air Force to shoot things out of the sky. What would people be saying? He's crazy. He's lost it. He's declaring war. And we don't hear anything. It's just bizarre. And that they shot other ones down over, I guess the U.S. Air Force just shot one down over Syria that they said were operated by Iran. It's crazy time.
Unbelievable. All right, here's a listener, been listening for 30 years on KSRM in Kenai, Alaska. How about that?
I like it.
And anyway, she says, I start my mornings with you and your staff.
By the way, up in Alaska.
Right. I was talking about concrete roads up in Alaska, and she said, thank you for sharing a first-hand look at what it's actually like to live somewhere where the recycled concrete roads are built. We appreciate you. I think she's thanking me for telling or explaining how it all works, because back to farming and what people don't know, even the people that engineer the roads. Yeah, there are a lot of people that don't realize that most of the roads in the country are remanufactured, whether it's asphalt or concrete. They grind it up and they use it over again, which
they never change it out, for sure.
Well, actually, that's a good idea, frankly, when you get right down to it. It's an excellent idea. All right, Marin Agresti is sending us a note. I'm happy to, let's see here, I've made several of them. Oh, you make my day. I'm glad to have given something. Oh, I thanked him for sending some information to us, listening on KSRM, another one of those people that was up in Alaska. How about them apples? Mm-hmm. I like that. It's nice to know how far and wide we reach.
For sure.
Right? Don't you think? I think that's a good thing. Here's somebody who asked, who is professing Christian on the Doug Stephan radio program? Who is professing Christianity? I think I talk about religion, not trying to exude the value of any religion. I usually look at religion from askance because I'm not a big believer in commercial industrial religion. I think it's all man-made baloney. I think there's God. I think there's infinite intelligence. But I think, you know, you can get into a discussion. There are a lot of good things that come out of Christianity, a lot of good things that come out of Judaism, the Muhammad, the Muslims, a lot of great things come out of that religion, Buddhism, Taoism. You can name the major religions of the world. I studied them all when I was in college, and you can find something to like in every single one of them. And then you can find a lot of things that aren't so good. Certainly the Catholic Church and its problems with the priests is something that they have yet to figure out how to deal with, no matter how high up the ladder it goes. And so, but anyway, I appreciate the fact that you recognized I was talking about religion. We talk about everything here on Good Day. The sky is the limit.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Big news from Newsmax. AT&T's DirecTV just removed Newsmax. Now you can't watch Newsmax on DirecTV or UVerse. With OAN gone last year, that's two conservative channels removed in the past year alone. Newsmax is the fourth highest rated cable news channel, with great programs from Greg Kelly, Greta Van Susteren, and Rob Schmidt. Now millions of DirecTV subscribers can't watch them on Newsmax. President Trump, Mike Huckabee, John Voight, Sarah Palin, Rand Paul, Ted Cruz, and many more are demanding that Newsmax be returned to DirecTV. Stand up for free speech. Call AT&T and DirecTV now and let them know you want Newsmax. Call toll-free 877-NEWSMAX and we'll connect you to DirecTV. If you're not a DirecTV subscriber but support Newsmax and free speech, call 877-NEWSMAX to show your support. Dr. Ben Carson says our freedoms are at stake. He urges you to stand up for Newsmax. Call 877-NEWSMAX today.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Lawmakers want the president to speak on the recent downing of unidentified aerial phenomena objects. Senator Tom Cotton and Representative Dan Crenshaw, who attended a classified briefing on the three UAPs shot down over the weekend, said they hope the president talks soon to the American people.
President Biden owes the American people an explanation. President Biden should speak on camera directly to the American people today.
Republican Representative Dan Crenshaw.
Without him actually coming out and saying anything specific or even saying what they know and what they don't know, the American public is just left to speculation.
Florida lawmakers passed a bill that would allow the state to pick up and relocate illegal immigrants to anywhere in the United States. Members of the State House voted 77-34 to approve SB 6B and the $10 million to fund the program. Lance Pry, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I bid you a good day, sir.
This is going to be a very good day.
I can't hold my tongue.
Sounds like a good day.
The Doug Line's available. You have the opportunity right now to talk about what matters to you, your thoughts, your opinion. Let's have it. Jay and I are ready, willing, and able to hear, and more importantly, the audience wants to know what you're thinking. They want to hear it in your voice. So let's go, Jay.
Have your voice heard and join the conversation by calling the Doug Line.
855-999-DOUG. That's 855-999-3684. It's now 34 after the hour, going into another half hour of conversation here on the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn. Love is but the discovery of ourselves in others and the delight in the recognition of that love. That's a post-Valentine's Day thought. Something to be optimistic about as you think about what's going on in your life outside of the normal things like, I gotta get up, I gotta go to work, and I gotta do this. Think out, driving or walking or however you get your mind off of the normal things of the day. Love is the discovery of ourselves and others. I think that's cool, Jennifer.
Pretty, I like that. You okay?
Yeah. Yes, I am.
Did you get all choked up? I can never tell.
I did get, yes, I do that from time to time. Here's some good news. about a man who was fighting cancer, and this was just weeks before he was to wed his love. His name is Will Law. His doctor told him that he had an aggressive brain tumor just a couple of weeks before he got married. He's 39 years old. He was not only worried about his health, but whether the surgery would impact his memory as he was planning to get married. The surgeon said, Will, and talking to his fiancée, Lindsay, they both live in St. Petersburg, Florida, what should they do? And they agreed to get married before the surgery.
Sweet.
So he married this lady before he had surgery on his brain tumor, talking about how wonderful she is. He works in a brewing company. They had their proposal last August in front of family and friends. And then the problem, he was playing golf one day and he lost his grip and he fell down.
Wow.
He thought he had pinched a nerve in his neck or something. He tried CBD creams and that sort of thing for the pain relief. Didn't do him any good. He said his arm was just flapping away like a chicken wing. He couldn't control it. So he went to see the doctor, had an MRI. Apparently he had a car crash in 2015 and it affected his brain. And so he met with the neurosurgeon just before they got married. Should we postpone the wedding was the question from his wife-to-be. And Lindsay said, nope, we have to deal with it, but we're going to get married. And so they put their concern on hold for a little bit. They married on the beach in St. Augustine. The operation after that took 5 hours. He was awake for the whole operation. Lindsay, the now wife, remembers the surgeon telling her that Will had suffered a seizure while he was on the table, and as a result, they weren't as aggressive as they wanted to be. So he apparently needs more treatment, but she said, I'm just happy to have him alive. There was a blood clot. I mean, this is his...
What a good reminder, though, to find your happiness when you can.
Yes.
Because how many of us put off things that make us happy?
Yep. Right.
Because we think the timing isn't right.
Not till tomorrow. Yeah, exactly. Yep. Not a good idea. All right. So here's something that'll make some of you happy, some of you not so happy. In Missouri yesterday, a judge overturned the conviction of a man who's been in jail for 28 years for a killing he said he didn't commit, and it turns out he didn't commit it. Lamar Johnson is now 50 years old. He was 22 when he went into jail, got out of jail, shook his head. The legal team patted him on the back. The judge, David Mason, issued the ruling. The judge explained that there had to be reliable evidence of actual innocence, and there was. So he walked out of jail a free man. But thinking about the 28, what in the world do you do with your life after you've been convicted of something that you didn't do? And
well,
it happens over and over and over again.
You've got to have a good structure. You've got to have something to believe in. Because otherwise you carry around a lot of anger and resentment.
Yeah, right. I mean, why wouldn't you be angry about that? I would be if it was me. Right? I mean, what are you doing with your life? What's happened here? Teenage girls experiencing record high levels of sadness, violence, and suicide, especially if you are in the LGBTQ community. See, what I don't get here is how many people who are teenagers actually know. Honestly, Jennifer, you'll have to help me with this. Do you really know when you're a teenager if you've grown up as one thing and then you wake up one day, or do you? Or is it just something goes on in the media and you start thinking, well, I don't like the way this feels, so
maybe I should try something else. Maybe I'm that. I mean, you hear these horror stories about people who actually went through gender reassignment surgery and then actually, like, the drastic measures and then found out that it didn't help. And they still have the highest suicide rates and they're still depressed.
Yeah.
And you can't turn it back. You impact your fertility. really big decisions for a 12, a 13, a 14-year-old. And sadly, you know the 14-year-old mentality because we all had it. We know everything. We think it's always going to be this way. We don't think that anything is going to change. And boy, does life change and your feelings change and everything changes. It's just, I think we put a tremendous amount of pressure on our kids to make decisions for themselves or to introduce, well, maybe you're this, maybe you're that. Just maybe we should stop with the sex. Maybe we should just talk to kids about life and learning and let the gender stuff, let all of that stuff filter out because it will. People's sexuality will filter out. I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, I don't mean that in a bad way. If you're, I believe there are people who are born gay. If you're gay, you're gay. We don't need somebody in a classroom telling you, well, maybe that feeling means...
That's not what the classroom's for. Math, science, English, history, your health and well-being, how your body works. That's what school is for. And that doesn't come from some old F-A-R-T. It comes from somebody who was in the system and knew what worked. You could see what interested youngsters and what they needed to know. And whatever you need to know isn't on Google. It isn't on Facebook. It isn't on Twitter. What you need to know, more often than not, is in a textbook that's written by someone of authority. So... anyway, just going to go back to the prison thing for a second. That fellow that was in prison, the Bureau of Prisons is closing an Illinois prison. One of the things that was going on, this was not the prison. This was a Missouri prison. But in Illinois, they have an unbelievable number of inmate deaths and sexual harassment by guards of prisoners, both men and women. And this sort of falls on the back pages of what we were talking about with regard to Rikers. Were you with me the other day when we were talking about that? Or was that?
I don't think so. No.
Yeah. I don't know. It's just I find that these prisons, the system.
Because when there's problems with the prison system, then you get fodder to people who say we shouldn't have any law and order, and then our society falls apart. It's like, can we just get it right? Can we do the right thing by people who are incarcerated? Can we do the right thing in the judicial system, and can we also police the streets? Right now, you have so many instances of them doing it wrong, and then those cases get publicity, and then they're pushed into having no policing or no jails or anything, and then there's no punishment. It's such a bad path we're on.
It's pretty unethical, actually, I think, when you get right down to it. There's a moral question in here as to what our responsibilities are to get things right, frankly. Say it again, Doug. Oh, there it is, frankly. Okay. Want to get excited?
Yes, please.
It is February, the middle of February. Guess what happens this weekend?
Is it Mardi Gras?
No, well, that's next week, next Tuesday.
Okay.
Nope. The pitchers and the catchers...
I know.
...are reporting to spring training. Football's over!
Football's over! Bring on baseball!
Done! Let's get the baseball guys going. The first broadcast of games happens the first weekend of March. And then we're kind of back into it. I know when I was working on KBC in Los Angeles, because they had the Dodgers then, how exciting it was to be on the air then, there, and to have the access to Vin Scully and all the other people that were a part of it. I remember going to Dodger Town. Were you on with me when I went to Dodger Town?
I don't remember you going there, but it's been one of my dreams to go to Vero Beach.
They don't do it in Vero anymore.
But now they don't have it. I will tell you, I have been to Arizona several times. In fact, for a few years in a row, that was a gift I gave my dad for Christmas, is that I would take him to spring training. And we had such an amazing
time. Just a good time.
If you have a chance to do it, don't miss out on that.
I remember. Well, it was a double whammy for me because WTTV, which still carries this program, they had the local broadasts of the Dodgers game. It was Dodger Town. And then because I was on KABC at the time and they were doing the broadcast, it was just so much fun and even if you're not a big sports fan, you can't help but get wrapped up. The whole community, Vero, got wrapped up in it. It just was neat, 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 neat. So anyway, that's getting started. This weekend, the pitchers and catchers show up, and then next week, by the end of the week, the players start warming up, and a week after that, they start their spring season. So, Super Bowl's over, folks. And now we move on to other things. The most recent Good Day download that you can get at gooddayshow.com is a focus on the Turkey-Syrian earthquake. Updating that, some conversation about Britney Spears and her continuing medical issues and psychological issues, that sort of thing. Do-it-yourself home improvement projects. Tom Kreitler is on every week, and he's a part of the Good Day download with his ideas. That's what we like here. Insight and ideas, whether it be food, your pets, your home, whether it's the stuff you do with your free time, all that good stuff. You'll find the updates here on the Good Day download, which you can get every day at gooddayshow.com. You can also follow the program because we air it in its entirety all day, every day at gooddayshow.com as well. Now, let me see what's going on. Do we have time to talk about divorce for a minute? Yes.
Why not bring us all down? Sure.
Yeah. Four signs of divorce.
Uh-oh.
This is what...
Gloria
this
all
is
red.
In, yeah. You know, I haven't seen her for a couple of years. I got to... When I'm out there next
Clearly
week,
she's
I
not looking hard enough.
Yeah, no, I wasn't looking, but she's there. She's everywhere. She's one of the most interesting people I've ever met. So, anyway, we'll have a little lunch and a little talk about what's going on in the world. She's always got an interesting spin on things, that's for sure. All right, so number one problem for couples, if you are going through any or all of these things, you need to go to counseling. All right? Mm-hmm. Toxic criticism of the other person. Complaining all the time about your relationship and your partner. If you criticize your partner and do it generally and unfairly, you're on the road, you're going down that slippery slope. You never take out the garbage, right? There you go. Yeah, never is not the word to use because sometimes probably does that. Also, if you're defensive all the time, take accountability. For once in a while, the complaint is probably worthwhile and probably accurate. So, you know, you can stand up for yourself. But if that happens all the time again, you're probably going down that slippery slope. Food for thought from Good Day at 48 after the hour.
Dell Technologies President's Day event is here with deals to power all your passions. The savings start now on select sleek XPS laptops and more powered by 12th gen Intel Core processors. Don't forget, special pricing on the latest monitors, docks, and accessories, plus free shipping on everything and monthly payment options with Dell Preferred Account. Just call 877-ASK-DELL for these limited time President's Day deals. That's 877-ASK-DELL.
In celebration of America's Black Inventors, brought to you by Charmin. Back in a moment.
We all gotta go, right?
But why not enjoy the go with Charmin? You need something soft and long-lasting? Well, they got you with Charmin Super Mega Rolls. Charmin knows softness counts when wiping your hiney. Charmin is irresistibly soft and more absorbent, so you can use less. Now, I don't know about you, but my family can run through some toilet paper. But not with Charmin and their long-lasting Super Mega Rolls. We all go, so why not enjoy the go with Charmin?
Born in Kalamazoo County, Michigan in 1865, J.B. Rhodes was a black inventor who would go on to secure over 230 patents. But it was this one invention that would go on to change the world. Rhodes named it a water closet, but today it's commonly known as the toilet or commode. Before this invention, many people were using outhouses, and it wasn't until Rhodes' invention that people could use the bathroom in their own homes, celebrating great inventors of black history with Charmin.
Discover credit cards automatically double all the cash back you earn at the end of your first year, which means...
Wait, hold up. Question for the audio engineer.
Go ahead.
Did I read that right? Discover automatically doubles all your cash back?
Yeah, that's what the script says.
So if I get a Discover card right now, I can earn twice the cash back.
Apparently. Wait! Unlimited first-year cash back match, only from Discover. See terms and learn more at discover.com/match.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Spreading the truth far and wide about how to handle your dog, your pet. It's Warren Eckstein time here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Warren comes to us freshly full of fruit from the Santa Monica. What is that little right up the street from you, that little market that they have? What is that, like up on 29th Street? I loved going there. It's so small. The parking lot, never get into the parking lot. But the food inside, you know what I'm talking about. It's called the cooperative. It's the co-op.
Co-op. Yeah.
Cool place.
You have to be a member?
Yes. You do have to be a member.
Everything's organic. Everything's fresh. Everything's really nice. And
fabuloso.
Yeah.
Yeah, very good. Okay. Let's talk about pets and sex. And
let's talk about pets and no sex. Spay and neuter. That's the way it should be. That's the
right. Yes. That branch of it. Correct. I saw when it came to Valentine's Day, your pet. 23% of single women would rather spend Valentine's Day with their pet than a romantic partner. Let's see here. 49% of Americans treat their pets to a Valentine's Day gift. 12% of Americans include their pet in their Valentine's Day activities. So,
well, how did you miss this, Doug? How did you miss this? 51% of American pet parents say that their dogs and cats have literally interrupted intimate time with their romantic partner. There you go.
There it is.
That's why God created doors for that reason.
That's right.
You know, people don't realize that when they're in the process, I don't want to get too technical here, but the bottom line is from a dog's perspective,
hurting.
Where they feel someone's getting hurt and there's all the things involved. And the dogs, so there's a lot of things going on there. So it's confusing from a dog's point of view. So I was joking earlier, just give the dog a cold shower and send him on his way.
Send him on his way. Right. Purina dog food is being recalled across the nation. You probably have talked about this on your weekend program, although the announcement just came out yesterday, I think. The product sold here in this country for taking care of pets who are under veterinary care. So this is Purina Pro Plan Veterinary Diet. You familiar with it? I'm sure you're familiar with it. You're familiar with all that. It's sold Purina for professionals. They sell it through veterinarians. So if you've got any of this, you should bring it back and get your money back.
You know, there's a page called Dog Food Advisor.
Really?
And if you log on to that Dog Food Advisor, he's usually, or that site is usually the first one to come out with what dog foods have been recalled and they're pretty quick about that. So yeah, Dog Food Advisor, it's a pretty good place to be.
Okay, owls in the news. Anybody you know have an owl as a pet?
I don't know of any owl people, right?
There's a from the Central Park Zoo in New York, an owl named Flacco was out and about. He escaped the zoo, and he's now been seen hunting for his own food, mostly in and around the park. So this is a Eurasian eagle. Eurasian eagle owl. What do you think? Is this dangerous for the public, or is it just back in their natural habitat, so to speak?
First of all, I'm not a big fan of these type of animals being confined. So anyway, but the bottom line is that I don't think it's a danger to the people. It's more of a danger to the owl with all of the stuff that's around, you know, any number of chemicals and whatever. So, yeah, you know, it's you hear this so much in the last couple of months. All of a sudden, all these zoos are having animals escape or get out. We had monkeys in Dallas, Texas that got out, a jaguar somewhere else. I don't know what's going on with the zoos, but something definitely is going on where all these animals are getting out.
Here's the story from one of our Iowa affiliates sent to me. This teenager helped to save an 83-year-old man's life after the dog and the Jeep that he was in plunged into an icy lake. So there were four men who helped to save this elderly man and his dog. The youngster helping with the survival of Thomas Lee, who is going out to fish with his son-in-law, had a six-year-old dog, Cooper, with him, and they went through the ice. So the dog was trying to swim. The dog didn't want to, apparently, according to reports, didn't want to leave Mr. Lee. So they were both under the water, and the dog was trying to get this man to the top of the water, and then all these people ran out and saved him. But I thought it was interesting that the dog didn't want to leave his... do we call them masters? That's not fair anymore.
I call them guardians.
Guardians.
Guardians. Yeah. And then that's just one of the advantages of loving a dog. They will never leave you. They're always by your side no matter what. Good, bad, evil, doesn't make any difference.
All right. Make sure you are going to hugsandkisses.com to make sure you have the vitamin mineral supplement that Warren puts together for your dog. There's nothing better. Hugsandkisses.com. All right. Warren Eckstein here from The Pet Show. Check out thepetshow.com as well. 59 past the hour.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.